You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it.
What is LeBron thinking here? Damn, my teammate's trash. That's why I love Twitter, man. You gotta love Twitter sometimes.
Yeah. What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan.
Hey, man, we're getting close.
Oh, you know, man,
coming into tonight, tied up at two. A lot of things going on.
We fucking, it sucks to say we're almost at the end.
Yeah, we almost.
We are almost at the end.
Yeah. Somebody has gone up 3-2.
Yeah. And we will get into it and let y'all know who it was.
Oh, yeah. You know, if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk any sports with us, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Oh, yeah. We're here to break down things. It's NBA Finals after Golden State pulls out this Game 5 victory. I know we are here right afterwards talking some sports. I know a lot of y'all are like my wife. So if you hear in the background some clanging and whatnot, you know, y'all get that Game of Thrones finale is on.
Yeah, because I see all the hashtag Damn Thrones on fucking Twitter. Yeah, and I'm just like, good Lord, everybody's watching.
I'll be checking out in a minute.
Never seen an episode. Ever.
It's been good. But first, let's start with Game 4 since we left off with Game 3.
Yes, sir.
Going into that 2-1. You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of pressure putting on Golden State. It's a must win.
Of course it is, because we all know the team go down 3-1.
Only 9 teams in NBA like, history.
Shut up.
You know, and they came out, man. Great game.
Great effort. High energy. Absolutely.
You know, the big key was putting Iguodala in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Sat Andrew Bogut. Bogut only played 3 minutes.
Damn.
Warriors got back to that fast-paced game.
Absolutely.
They love so much. And, you know, part of it you could say was all Iguodala. Had a great game with 22 points coming in, 8 boards. You know, they finally started hitting some shots.
Absolutely.
Got a little key contribution. You know, 5 guys in double figures. You know, Curry had 22 points in that game, 8 to 17, 4 threes, kind of slowly working out of his little slump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as for the Cleveland Cavaliers, they was looking kind of gassed.
Yeah, they really looked worn. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at the minute totals, LeBron played 41, Shumpert played 39, Thompson played 38, Mozgov 33, Dellavedova 33. I mean,
yeah, LeBron had a... basically for what he's had this series, subpar with 20 points, 12 boards, 8 assists.
Subpar.
I mean, seven and only two shooting.
And only 2 turnovers.
Yeah. He was cramping up a bit. So was Dellavedova, who had a quiet game, 3 of 14, only 10 points. You know, where was he at?
I mean, Mozgov had 28 and 10.
Yeah, Mozgov was real effective, you know, coming off the picks, really being like the only other option.
It was a blowout nonetheless.
Yeah, it was all.
It was a rout.
Yeah. So heading into game 5 tonight, you know, we know the 2-2. And if you win game 5, more than likely, you're going to win the series.
Not to mention, home. After game 4, the shit on David Blatt was just raining.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, come on. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this was the first game out of the first three games that was finally played at the tempo that Golden State mm-hmm. wants. A lot more fast paced.
Yep.
Harrison Barnes was even a little better. You know, Bogut only getting 3 minutes. I was a little shocked at that
first. I was as well, because I thought he was going to be a big factor.
All right, but, you know, went small. David Lee had 15 minutes, nine points, five boards. Mm-hmm. You know, so heading into game five, you feel like Golden State's kind of woken up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a straight
battle.
You know, battle from, you know, more like the first, more like the games in Golden State.
Oakland. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we saw Cleveland decide to go small a little bit
mm-hmm.
on this one, which you have a problem with. But I got to say, man, Golden State pulled it out. 104-91. Big story of tonight was the re-arrival of the MVP, Steph Curry.
Yeah, so for all of y'all who was talking all that, he don't deserve to be MVP and he suck and all, he's like, shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah, that's the game, too. He missed a finals playoff high, you know, 13 misses.
Yeah, and he had 7 to 13 tonight, so shut up. He had more than half his threes.
Today came out 37 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 13 to 23 from the field, 7 to 13 from three, was just hitting. I think he had 17 points, I believe, in the fourth quarter.
And some of them shots he was making in the fourth were just ridiculous. Yeah, they were behind the back and just dribbling all over and then just, oh, I'm just throwing it up. Oh, it's in. It was just vintage Steph Curry. That's what he do.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh, no, nigga, don't do this. Oh, okay. I guess you back
the
to
the man
yourself.
Can pull up from 50 feet and swish it. Like, yeah. He can do it. He can shoot it from any. He has the most unstoppable shot I've ever seen.
Dude,
his shot
quit.
Is unstoppable. You can't block it.
Nah,
it gets it off so quick. You can't put your hand on it unless you like 7 feet. You can't get it. And Dellavedova had no chance. Let's just call it what it is. Everybody who was like, oh, he's shutting him down. I'm like, yes. I give Dellavedova credit for putting in good defensive effort and work in the past few games against Steph Curry. He did a good job.
Yeah,
he deserves to be credited for doing a good job. Right. But to be on this, you know, like the Ruben Patterson, Kobe stopper, and, oh, he the Curry stopper. Now it's like, come on.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Thank you. It's sitting here like, y'all talking about Dellavedova. Like, it reminded me so much of when Austin Rivers had that little 2-3 game window when he was just going off and people were like, oh, Austin Rivers. I'm like, that nigga was ass the past 5 years before then or 3 years or however long he been in the league. Dellavedova was average to below average throughout the whole season, had a couple good games. Now everybody jumped on his ass.
Look, the dude played admirably, if that's the word,
admirably,
with Kyrie Irving going down. I mean, clearly, he's not the scorer and playmaker.
Not. He had 5 points tonight.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving is. Yeah, today, 5-2-9, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 turnovers, 4 fouls, 1-5 from three. You know, through game three, he was looked at as the hero that was not named LeBron James for the Cavs.
Yep.
Getting all this attention. In the last two games, he's just been non-existent.
Yeah.
And I know people are going to bash on him. And I seen a picture where they were like the Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue, and they put Dellavedova's face on the thing. This Steph is a beast.
He's
an all-star MVP type player, arguably in the top five of players in the league. You really think this guy is going to stop a Steph Curry? LeBron told you before the series, you're like, who's going to be able to stop Steph Curry? You're like, nobody.
I just find it so funny that people talk so much crap when it's like, you couldn't last 2 seconds on the court if you were trying to guard Steph Curry.
Nah.
So it's just funny to me. But, I mean, you know, people going to make their jokes and all that stuff, which is fine. The most telling stat to me was the fact that Mozgov played 9 minutes, 0-1, no rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, 2 fouls. What? The man just put up 28-10 the previous game, and he played 9 minutes.
Yeah, and you
said 9 minutes.
And what you said was a blowout. So
what was a blowout? But at the same time, Mozgov has played a critical part in you going up 2-1 or 2, you know, to begin with.
Yes.
So, and the fact that they were getting so many rebounds, and Chris and I just listened to LeBron James' press conference, and he mentioned offensive rebounding as one of the issues. Dude. Mozgov was one of the reasons you were able to crash the board so well. Mm-hmm. He's a big body in there. He's young. He has some athleticism to him. He can crash, and he's good at posting up. I mean, he just sized overall. He takes over. So, to me, this is one of the few times I'm really questioning what the hell David Blatt was doing in this finals when playing Mozgov 9 minutes. 9 minutes?
He was playing small with the Warriors, and it was working. It was working.
Okay.
I mean, it was. I mean, they were competing. Tristan Thompson. I mean, you saw, you know, at times LeBron James was playing center. I mean, they're playing small, and it's easy to 45 say.
45 minutes.
Yep, another game, 45.
Golly.
It just wasn't enough. I didn't mind it because they were still crashing the boards, but, you know, this time what? Cleveland had 10 offensive boards to Golden State's 11, so they basically canceled that out.
Yep.
You know, those shots they would normally get off of those boards, they didn't really take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green
had a very second good
great game,
game
mm-hmm. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, had a 3, was really aggressive getting to the line. You know, Iguodala, to me, for Golden State, outside of if Curry's going to get it
at this
point.
After this performance,
depends what happens in game 6 or 7, but Iguodala has been major.
He's been very deserving of the finals MVP.
If he's,
absolutely.
Yeah, he may not get the finals MVP, but he's been Golden State's best player.
Absolutely.
Throughout this whole season.
Most consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, look at him. 14 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals, playing great defense on LeBron mm-hmm. as well.
Struggled
from the free throw line, and they started doing the hack of Andre, and I was kind of like, has it really gotten to that point in this game where y'all just going to hack him? But it worked.
Yeah, he just was off tonight.
He was 2 of 11, and I was kind of like, wait a minute. Andre Iguodala is a decent free throw shooter for the most part. Like, I just don't know.
70-some percent.
Yeah, so know. I don't know what happened tonight. It just wasn't his night from the line.
But yeah, I think people will forgot that Iguodala was like a starting caliber player.
Absolutely.
He's been an all-star. When those teams at Philly was going to the playoffs mm-hmm. and having them battles, you know, he was basically their best player.
Yeah, he was their go-to mm-hmm. dude.
And he can handle the rock. So Iggy's been – he's been grinding, man. And you just love when guys, you know, he's on the bench and he just – when they needed him, they needed him.
Yeah.
And he's playing 42 minutes. I mean, even David Lee in game, you know, game 4, and he only had 9 minutes this time. But guys who – have started, have been all-stars, just sacrificing to make the team.
And Bogey didn't even play.
Nope, Andrew Bogey didn't play. I mean, at this point, going small is just working for them.
Yeah.
And you know, you could say Andrew Bogey would get mad, but I'm like, he's looking at Iguodala. He's looking at David Lee. David Lee ain't played the whole season. But when his number called, he's professional. You know, it's about winning.
And you are at the point now, it don't matter. I just want the chip.
Right. Now, and it, like we said, it always varies from series to series in the playoffs. When they were playing Houston, clearly they needed him against Dwight Howard. He had hella minutes and did a good job. This series, he's not really needed as much. Okay. You know, you a professional. All right. When you call me, all right. If I'm not needed right now, fine. You know, he's had his contribution. And their bench continues. I mean, today it was Leandro Barbosa, 13 points off the bench.
Yep.
That Brazilian blur was being real active. Game 4, it was Sean Livingston. Livingston's been playing a lot.
Absolutely.
Had 21 minutes.
Even Harrison Barnes had 8 points, 10 boards,
mm-hmm.
a couple steals.
So getting, 5 guys in double figures. Had almost a full starting lineup with double figures. So Warriors right now just rolling, keeping things going. I'm liking what I'm seeing. They're starting to get that confidence.
Shout out to Spirit. Klay Thompson still ain't showed up yet.
Nope, still has.
Still
had
waiting
that,
for that explosive breakout game. We still waiting.
Has he had one all at the playoffs at all?
I mean, he's had a pretty good game.
Yeah,
I think he had a pretty good game. Was it game 2?
Yeah,
I think he had a pretty good game.
That was more the first half.
It was more the first half loaded. But you know, it's got to come at some point.
Yeah, 5-14.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll have it at the next game.
Yeah.
So let's go talk about Cleveland. Once again, King James. You know, we knew getting two full days of rest, coming off a quote unquote subpar game.
Where he bashed his head into the damn camera.
Yeah. And people doubting. I had to flip on First Take just for a second. Like, let me see what they're gonna say. And I caught a glimpse of Mr. Skip Bayless. Like, LeBron James had a chance to get his Cavs up 3-1. And what does he do? He comes out and just doesn't show up. And you're like, are you serious? The dude has been balling 3 straight games.
The dude's been averaging a freaking triple-double, basically.
Yeah, I feel bad for guys like this. I mean, tonight, 40 points again, 14 boards, 11 assists. 7-9.
Only 2 turnovers.
Yep. 15-34. He had to take 34 shots.
But he played 45 minutes
of a 48-minute game.
What more do you want from this man, people? I mean, seriously, what more do y'all want from LeBron James?
With the triple double.
When he got to score 50, have 20 boards and 20 assists, I mean, and get the W, what more do y'all want him to do?
Yeah, this is hard because he's fully aware that in this particular circumstance, he's going to have to shoulder this burden. He's aware of it.
He knows that.
You know, and you can hear in the post-game interview, they're trying to, in a sense, oh, is this like your old cast team?
They're trying to entice him to bash his teammates.
And we know LeBron ain't doing that.
He's not going to do that.
No.
Even though in the back of his mind, I'm sure he's kind of like, God, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah. I mean, you had Tristan Thompson, who's been rocking them Zorro hats lately. You know, had himself a good game. You know, played 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, 19 points, 10 board, 5 of them offensive, 7 of 10 from the line. He was getting to the free throw line and making them.
Yeah.
You know, doing the same thing Mozgov was doing in game 4.
J.R. Smith played 36 minutes and took one shot that was a 2-pointer.
Yep.
Anything else with 3. 4 of 14 from 3.
Yeah, the sucky part is he had 14 points at half. And ended up with 14. I was wondering at some point in the fourth quarter, I was like, you know what? I haven't seen J.R. Smith lately. Because in the first half, he was just on. And I thought this game, he was going to have to be the dude. And that first half, he was hitting. He was money. Just you left him open, he was hitting it. You're like, uh-oh, he's due for one of these games. But I don't know what happened in the second half. It was just like, let's just not involve him anymore in the offense. Because I didn't see any plays run for him. I didn't see him coming off screens or nothing.
Cleveland started getting very sloppy in the second half, especially towards the fourth quarter. And I don't know if they were gassed. We mentioned it the last time on the show that we were kind of worried about them playing so many minutes. I don't know if they were gassed or what, but there were some plays where it looked like the ball was right there, and they were just like, I don't have the energy to even get the damn ball.
Yeah.
And this is like Golden State's like, thank you. Down court. Oh, Curry behind the back, crossover, throws it over his head. 3. I mean, it was just getting to the point. It was a little ridiculous. So for Cleveland going to have to do something. I mean, this is going to be a big moment for David Blatt. Yeah. Because he's going to have to make some type of adjustment. I mean,
now he
clearly, I mean, I guess playing Mozgov 9 minutes worked to an extent that you can't do that again in the next game. He got to play some. Mozgov has been too much of an integral part of this team to play 9 minutes.
Yeah, I think at some point he realizes he can't really play them both at the same time.
Well, then don't play Tristan Thompson 40 minutes. How about you play 30-20, something, 25, 25?
It's just, you know, it's because of Tristan Thompson's athleticism and being able to run out. That's it, because I heard, you know, the same thing with Bogut. It was like when Bogut came in, I think, for like those 2 minutes, it was like, oh, great. Time for think about to slow it down. And you're like, oh, can't play him anymore. I like Mozgov. Mozgov's been great this series. You are going to wonder, because he did start the third quarter with Mozgov on the bench. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, is he going to do this for game 6? It's just not, you know, because they made the move. Golden State made the chess move.
And now Cleveland has to counter.
Yeah, and I think he's going to have to match. I think, you know, if these were big guys who you knew were offensively efficient, That's one thing. If you're like, I can, you know, we're going to play big because I can get these guys shots. I can give them the ball and they can make something happen. Thompson and Mozgov aren't those kind of bigs.
Yeah.
So I could see him playing LeBron at the four and LeBron basically playing point forward. I heard, you know, Mark Jackson bringing up the, what was the game five or whatever with Magic Johnson playing, starting that center. And I was like, yeah, it's a little familiar. But I was like, no, that's not the same. I was like, no, they started Magic Johnson at center. You're not starting LeBron James at center.
I feel bad for LeBron. Just because this is Cleveland all over again. Where he had to shot. And it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not.
Unfortunately.
You can't blame the GM for this on this one.
Unfortunately, Kyrie Irving got hurt.
Yeah.
Kevin Love got hurt. You know, but again, people will make the argument with those two being, you know, healthy, you are taking the ball out of the hands of LeBron James.
Right.
So, you know, you.
But, you know, there's.
But LeBron wouldn't be playing 40 plus minutes, probably wouldn't have to play 45 minutes.
You know, at least if Irvin was there, you could say, all right, I'm taking LeBron out, and you've got another ball handler there who can create for other guys. It's just this dude got to do
everything.
Wipe sweat off the floor.
it's like, damn, I got to wipe your ass too, huh?
Yeah, it's just
like, damn.
And you know it's going to be hard because now he's coming off only one day of rest. I'm still having them.
And a turnaround, too?
Yeah.
Jesus. Got to go back to Cleveland, time change and all that again. Like, it's rough.
Yeah, I do think for Cleveland, they are playing at home. We know LeBron James is going to come out. I'm expecting a similar game from him.
Same here. I'm expecting
him to play 40-plus minutes.
I think he realizes there's two games left in the season, basically. That's it. And then the season's over. So at this point, I'm expending all my energy on game. 90% of his energy will be expended on game six.
Yeah,
because we got to win.
Yeah, he just was tired.
Are you mad
you got to play? Now, it was what it is. If I got to play all 48 minutes to get a win,
that's what I got to do. If I got to, it's like, it's just, it seems like. He can never do enough.
Nope.
He has to do everything, but it's still not enough. And everybody wants to blame him.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault.
Because it's just like, if he plays a game like this, it's just, are you frustrated with your teammates? Are you just like, and then, you know, when he had in game four, well, clearly LeBron James has to have another Herculean effort. You're like, is this every game, what is it going to take for Cleveland to win tonight? LeBron James needs to go dumb every single game.
I mean,
that's not realistic.
He has to.
Right. We expect guys to do this. We say it. You know, analysts say it for every game. Oh, your star players have to come up big. But I'm like, you can't expect your star players to put this kind of game up every single game.
This is insane. The stuff he's doing right now is ridiculous. And honestly, he should be applauded.
I'm
LeBron James right now. He should be applauded for all the efforts he put in because it's ridiculous.
I'm going to be honest. If I'm still holding on, I think Golden State's closing it out. I had Golden State in six. It's going to be very tough. I think LeBron James, once again, I mean, another triple-double, another 35 points. Something similar. I don't know about J.R. Smith because this was J.R. Smith's game to me. He had it. Just didn't come the second half. Shumpert. Look, he played James Jones because everybody was like, oh, you need to be playing your bench. You know, he played
James Jones and Mike Miller.
Right.
Marion ain't get 5 minutes. My thing is you can't play Sean Marion, who got a ring, who has experience.
I'm shocked.
The man can't get 5-10 minutes. And you trying to play small.
Yeah.
You saw what David Lee did. Yeah. Bring in Sean Marion. He can rebound. He has a little bit of a shot. He bring you energy. He can play defense. I'm
surprised.
I don't know, man.
Where if you're going to play LeBron at the five, you can get away with Marion playing the four.
A little bit for 5-10 minutes.
Marion, he can't rebound, and he's good spreading the floor.
Yes.
I'm I am very, shocked.
I'm shocked at that. I'm like, if you ain't playing, I'm like, you played Miles Goff 9 minutes and you ain't play Marion at all.
Yeah,
I don't get.
Yeah, I would think if you're going to play, look, Tristan Thompson's playing 35 plus minutes again.
Yep. So
to
LeBron.
Give one of them dudes a breather, although, look, it's very difficult to give LeBron James a break. I'm surprised Sean Marion hasn't come in, at least for the fact that you're now. You're forcing LeBron James to be a quote unquote big.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're playing Miles Goff 9 minutes, basically Tristan Thompson is your only for real big that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we saw Golden State, you know, they only went nine deep. You know, Festus Ezeli played 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, spot minutes. But that's what I'm saying. You can play Sean Marion 3 minutes just to be like, all right, let me give Thompson a rest.
Thank you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, LeBron James looked like in the third quarter he was kind of trying to save himself for the fourth quarter, but Curry got hot and that just kind of canceled it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got LeBron James right now. They lose game six, and from a team effort, like, no, there's no standout, quote unquote, standout player for Golden State. LeBron James puts up this same number. He's getting MVP. You can't be like, well, Steph only went for 17 points in the win. He gets MVP. I'm like,
are you saying if Cleveland wins?
I'm saying we're going to have if he puts this up again and they lose and there's no Steph Curry explosion game, it's just like
that, you know what? They brought this question up on First Take. They were like, is there a way LeBron can win the MVP if they lose? And I'm like,
yes.
Yes, there is. It rarely happens.
Yeah, Jerry West is the last one.
The fact that he's putting up these type of numbers is amazing. Me, I'm just not a fan of giving an MVP to a loser. I not a loser per se, but the losing team. I can't give you you didn't win. Like you, I can't do that. He's been the most valuable player in the whole series. Absolutely, absolutely, but. For the winning team, if it was my choice, honestly, if it was my choice and he has another pretty good game, I'd give it to Andre Iguodala because he has been the most valuable player for the winning team.
Yeah.
I cannot. I mean, if they lost by 1 point, maybe, and LeBron put up another game like this, maybe I would think about it. I'm like...
Hard thing was he wouldn't he
probably would I would I hope he wouldn't accept it. I would hope he'd say, you know what, thanks but no thanks. I appreciate the gesture, but I don't deserve it. We did not win.
That would be.
I would hope that would be his response if that ever came.
That would be hard because I'm assuming when Jerry West got his, he was at that point where he hadn't beat the Celtics yet. I guess he hadn't won his championship yet. For a guy who's won championships and has been the finals MVP, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm giving this to my mama. I don't want this shit in my house.
I can't. Give it to him. They lost.
But that's not saying like if
they lost.
Okay, if Steph or Iguodala have one of those, if Iguodala has a game like he had in game four,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, put it this way, if Steph balls again, he's getting it.
Yes, absolutely.
But I do think it's going between Steph and Iggy.
But yeah, I mean, if they have another solid all around team game, and Steph Curry doesn't quote unquote stand out and just has kind of an okay game, I think it'll go to Iguodala.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who has the better game in Game Six.
My soul will not allow me.
But
to
if LeBron gets again
to a losing
and he
team,
putting up and if he ends the season, if he ends with an average of like 35 points. 9.8 assists.
It's
12
insane.
Boards.
It's insane to say, but God damn, I can't.
I'm saying on record,
I can't.
I would.
I can't.
Look, I wouldn't as that would be. I would not want to have to make that call. I
would
say
I would feel bad for Adam Silver
because on one hand,
should be an easy call.
You should
you
be
lost.
Like you lost. We'll give it to somebody on a winning team. But if. He just dominating. It's hard to say.
He is the best player in the league
but
for a reason.
He's been the best player in this series
by far,
bar none.
I understand that. But the fact, no. But part of that is due to the fact that he has to.
Yes.
He has to. So, you know, you have to look at all aspects of it. If he had Kyrie and Kevin Love, he ain't putting up these kind of numbers. He doesn't have to put up these kind of numbers. You know, Steph Curry, I mean, they need him to have these kind of
games.
Well,
I mean, you're going to need your best players to play well. Yes, LeBron James wouldn't, even if Kyrie and them are there.
He ain't doing this.
He wouldn't have to do this every game.
Yes.
No, I can still see
him. I can see him doing it.
I can still see him playing 38 minutes.
But he wouldn't.
I wouldn't expect him to play like 45 minutes every game. Hmm. But
plus, he wouldn't have the rock in his hand that much.
He would still have to be the guy.
Yes.
For them in order
to win. Of course.
Right. So, how do you feel? I mean, you said you had Warriors in seven. You feel like it's going back? We coming back to Oakland on Friday?
No.
Just focus is on Friday. Oh, you think Golden State is going to handle biz?
Golden State's going to handle. I just think Cleveland's too tired. I just think they're too freaking tired. I looked at the face of LeBron James, and I swear to God, I saw the face of defeat. I tweeted that, too. When they showed that highlight of his face just sitting on that bench, he looked defeated. He really looked like, what more can I do? We're not going to win this. He really looked to me like he was just like, we're not going to win this fucking series.
Yeah, it's just...
It's just... He has to do everything.
What did he say to me? He was like, well, I gave up a couple offensive boards here and
there. He's still taking blame. And it's like, dude, you don't even need to take an ounce of blame. You don't. This is one of them occasions you don't take any blame. I'm sorry. You're doing every fucking thing. So they're spent. Especially, as you mentioned, it's a one-game turnaround. You got to fly back to Cleveland. The time difference is going to kick. I mean... It's easier for a younger bunch. It is. And when you got LeBron, he just coming off a 45-minute game.
Yeah.
You know, who's to say? We still don't know if he's still feeling any after effects from that bashing of the head he took.
He didn't get a concussion test.
Thank you.
Which is
risky. So we don't know any after effects right. that he might have had.
Right. Which is a question for the league. Like, y'all started
this is your best player.
You taking concussions seriously. Why did you not give him a concussion test?
And if something comes out that LeBron was getting headaches or something, I'm just saying. So we don't know about the after effects of that. He's just played 45 minutes. There's really nothing else at this point they can do. I mean, unless Golden State really just plays a crappy-ass game, I don't expect them to lose.
Yeah, because I expect Cleveland to come out and punch him in the mouth. Because it's like, all right, it's game six. We fighting for our lives. They're going to play desperate.
I think
if Golden State matches that, does not come out like we got game seven at home. If they come out like we need to win this game, we playing this game like it's game seven, I really like their chances.
Yeah.
But they have to. If they do not come out like – we still got a game. You have to come out like this. We not going back home.
And the thing is with Cleveland, if they expend a lot of that energy in the first half trying to punch Golden State in the mouth, they gonna have none left for the second half.
Because the Warriors just keep
they just keep turning them out, boy. Yeah,
it has to be. It's always been pace to me. This series has always been about who can set their tempo, who can control pace. So.
David Blatt is going to have to reach into his bench a little bit.
Yeah, because we've already been hearing the you know,
he need to be fired. And it's like Aries Spears. It was like, he need to be fired. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Shout out to Aries Spears, man. That dude is hilarious.
Here we go. Apparently, my last name is Blatt.
No, I'm just like, look, the
man got to get credit. And, you know. For people who are like, well, he need to be fired. He need to be fired. LeBron, the reason he got here. And it's kind of like, okay, let's put this into its proper perspective. LeBron James got David Blatt and all of them to the finals. So with that being the case, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen and all of them got Phil Jackson to the finals. So should Phil Jackson not receive the clout that he has received? He also, for having... who most people will consider the greatest basketball player of all time, and to also have go to the Lakers, you have arguably the most dominant big man ever
mm-hmm.
to go along with the person who a lot of people consider the closest thing to Jordan,
mm-hmm.
who's not Jordan. Should Phil be getting as much credit as he got for that?
Right.
Should Doc Rivers be getting as much credit considering Boston sucked before they got KG, Ray Allen to go along with Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo to get him a title? Should he be getting all the love or should it just be players? So I'm like, I don't like people who make that argument. But that case, should Bill Belichick be getting all the credit when he got arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? As a coach, Greg Popovich has arguably the best power forward in the history of the NBA. Mm. As a coach, you can't win without good players.
Correct.
As a player, you can't win without a decent coach.
Right.
It has to go hand in hand. I talked to my wife today. I'm like, who was on the Dodgers when Tommy Lasorda was managing? She was like, oh, Eric Carroll's, Mike Piazza. I'm like, thank you. Joe Torre had a fucking all-star team with the Yankees, yet he is considered one of the greatest managers of all time. I'm like, well, he did have good players.
Right.
You can't win without good players. So for people to be like, well, LeBron did all that. I'm like, David Blatt has to get some credit. For all y'all out there who don't want to give him any, shame on y'all. That's cold and naive and that's fucked up. He has to get some. It doesn't have to be 50% or 75%. It can be 25% right. or 20%. The man has to get some percentage of credit, though. You can't be like, well, he didn't do anything. Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. He came over from Europe, never coached in the NBA, took on a team where he didn't even at the time know he was getting the best player in the league. Then the best player in the league comes back home. All the pressure is on me now to get us to the finals.
Yep.
You add pieces here and there throughout the season. I get, honestly, J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert coming from the shitty-ass Knicks, so you didn't know what you were getting.
Nope.
And I got these fools to the finals. He gets no credit at all. Bullshit.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get some. But, you know, if you want to say he deserves some blame, he's going to get some blame.
He deserves some blame yes. as
anybody
well, yes.
at this point, not named LeBron
It goes
James.
Both ways.
Yeah, if you're not named LeBron James on the Cavs,
you get some blame.
You're getting a lot. And yes. David Blatt is going to get a lot.
Yes.
Dellavedova's going to get a lot.
Absolutely. J.R.
Smith's going to get a lot.
Yes, he is.
It's going to get spread.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, for a rookie coach, he's done pretty well.
Absolutely.
You're like, what do he do without LeBron James? I don't know, because we didn't get to find out. So, but... looks like we're expecting when we come back on next week to be talking about
the winner.
Yep, party in Oakland. Please don't tear no shit up.
Yeah, man. Please act right. I will say that, man. I know
it's been four. Now, trust. We know.
I understand. I get it.
We know they get they get passes for if you know when you're which is sports related.
Yeah.
Then you get to celebrate and nobody cares. However, they are in Oakland. So, I don't want, you know, we know how the media will like to spin some shit. And they'd be like, up in Oakland, niggas tearing shit up.
Y'all can get as hyphy as y'all want, and y'all can get as nutty as y'all want to get. Please, 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 I beg you, do not tear up your own city.
Yeah.
Please don't tear up your own city.
Don't do that.
Don't tearing over cars. Don't be burning shit up. Please don't do that just because y'all won a championship. Just celebrate. Be happy for your team.
Yeah,
for the parade to come.
Yeah, you can get hyphy.
Yes.
Don't tear shit
you
up.
You can ghost ride all the whips you want to, but just don't tear up your neighborhoods.
Just
please.
Not,
don't loiter. Don't do none of that.
Not
please.
In the middle of the street.
No. I don't want to see all my peoples getting arrested. Please.
We know they're going to do that.
Please. I want to see Marshawn Lynch celebrating with y'all.
Yeah, because we know if this was actually in San Francisco, it'd be spun a little different. Yeah. But they in Oakland, so we know how the media does.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. For all my people out there, I got family out there too. Y'all best realize. Please be safe. Yeah. Please.
Come on, Golden State. Bring one back to the
Bring
West.
Bring one back to Cali. Holla at your boy. Oh, we already know E-40's going to be going nuts.
Oh, yeah. Everybody going to come out when they're
nuts.
Blue
too
and
short
going
to have a rap. They all going to get on the track.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Mac Dre.
Yep.
Listening to the Brothers Layman Sports. Happy hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that.
We're going to get into some other news in the NBA. Actually had a trade before things start really kicking in.
Right.
Small trade. Bucks traded Ervin Ilyasova to the Pistons for Sean Williams and Caron Butler. This was basically a cap dump.
It was a cap dump. But It was a nice move for the Pistons, who more than likely are going to lose Greg Monroe. And this is probably what they were bracing for.
At this point, you're expecting him. He's gone.
He's gone. And I think this
I don't blame him.
This is why they brought in a guy to replace him. Ilyasova can start at the four. Mm-hmm. They have Andre Drummond, so Ilyasova can stretch out, doesn't have to clog the lane with him.
Yeah.
I think that was one of their main concerns with Greg Monroe, is that they had two big bodies. Even though Greg Monroe can hit the mid-range jumper, he is better in the post. So it kind of, yeah. You know, it's hard to have two bigs, especially two yeah. solid, two dominant bigs.
In this era of basketball, tough. It's hard. It doesn't really work. And you can tell the last couple of years with the way Drummond's been playing, they've really leaned on him and really have liked Andre Drummond.
And you can tell he's ready to explode.
Yeah, he is.
He's ready to just blow up. So Monroe's probably gone. Which I ain't mad at him. He getting paid.
Hell yeah.
He getting paid.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to y'all. Sign that 1 year quality exception. I've been saying it for years. Take the 1 year tender and just be a free agent. Yeah, especially now with the contracts going up.
Yeah. Go somewhere where you can win.
Go. Please don't go to New York, Greg Monroe. That's what rumor I heard. Don't go to New York, dog. Seriously. If you want to go to a losing franchise, I would say go to the fucking Lakers.
If I'm him, I'm just waiting for Gasol
and Aldridge to sign.
Yep, and you just be like, okay, I'll take your leftover money.
I'm going to Dallas. Booyah. Going to the Spurs.
I'd take him too. although some people are looking at, some people putting him behind Paul Millsap. You know, because Paul Millsap, you've seen Paul Millsap get busy.
I mean, I like Greg Monroe, though.
I think he hasn't been in the system to really showcase his skills.
Because he can really pass. He can board. He can score. He can hit the mid-range shot. He can be a dominant big. It's just fucked up because they brought in Andre Drummond, and he kind of took away the shine. Because before Andre Drummond was there, Greg Monroe was putting up pretty good damn numbers. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, and that's for the Bucks. Clearly, they have, you know, they've got
they waving Sean Williams. I tell you that
they got Antetokounmpo. They got Jabari Parker coming back. Looks like with this move, they're gonna hope to keep Chris Middleton.
For what I hear, they want a big man. They're looking at big dudes. I hear Tyson Chandler and Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I've heard
two main targets. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they're long and athletic. They seem the kind of guys who will play the quote unquote one big. One, you know, center, and then just kind of have three or four wing guys.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. But, you know, good move for them. We'll see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Mavs, they are not making Monte Ellis a priority this offseason.
If he opts out of his contract.
Yes. It just looks like they're
just saying, nigga, sure, if you want to opt out, go ahead. But we got other shit we need to focus on first.
You know, and he's worked the last couple seasons, but, you know, of course, there's some rumors coming out that hard to get along with. And
these rumors that always tend to come out.
But yeah, they do. maybe it's true. But
I mean, shit, he's a good-ass player. I mean, part of it is, man, they need another year. They don't need – bringing in Rondo was a mistake. Looking back at it, hindsight, 20, there's always 20-20. It was a mistake. You should have left it how it was with Monte back there being the primary ball handler. Able to kind of do what he, you know, do his thing.
You know, three-point guard rotation.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, it didn't work. I like Ellis on that team. I think, you know, having Parsons there would have probably made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, he'll go somewhere if he doesn't.
Absolutely.
Al Jefferson is not going to opt out. He's going to return to the Hornets for his final season. Mitch Smart, you know, he was hurt coming into the season. They just didn't get on the right track. You know, hopefully Lance Stephenson hopefully off-season.
With another off-season, yes.
Another year there.
Have a much better season. Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
Expectations were high coming in. Now I'm sure they're adjusted.
I mean, Kemba Walker had a pretty good year.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has improved.
Yeah.
They're just missing.
Yeah, they're missing
a lot of stuff.
They're missing.
They need help. They need a lot of help.
Yeah,
they do.
They don't. Yeah, because Kemba Walker's going to handle the rock a lot. They need somebody whose game is not based on that. Lance Stephenson can score, but he likes to have the ball in his hands. They need somebody who can just, in a sense, catch and shoot.
Yep.
Maybe a Klay Thompson-esque type player who's exactly. who I guess he doesn't have quote unquote ball handling skills. That's not his strength.
Mm-hmm.
That may help out. But you know, I hope they have a bounce back season.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Nuggets hire former Kings GM Pete D'Alessandro, a senior VP of basketball operations. So now he's back again. He was with them not too long ago. Him and John Kroenke. Hope they can build them Nuggets back up.
I mean, things didn't work out with the Kings. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Sacramento, man.
Hey,
management-wise.
Well, I know Sacramento like, hey, while you're over there, won't you help us out and give us Ty Lawson? Let's do some business.
Yeah, I heard George Karl wants him over there. Which, hey, shit.
I would, too.
I would, exactly.
And I'd take him and Kenneth Faried.
Heard DeMarcus Cousins was like, y'all need to draft Willie Trio if he's available. Y'all better draft Willie Trio.
What pick do they have? Like
six. He could fall there. He could be available. And that wouldn't be bad. At least give you a defensive presence to go along with DeMarcus Cousins who can score. So I'm like, I'm sorry to say this, but Sacramento, you in a position, if you're smart, you'll listen to him.
Yeah.
Take that fool if he's available. Make him happy.
Yeah.
Make him happy.
But just do your homework.
Exactly.
Because you did that with Miami did that with, what's the name?
Shabazz Muhammad.
Yeah.
Shabazz Napier.
He loves Shabazz Napier. I'm like, you better draft the best talent. Don't be pulling that. Well, he like him.
I don't care. They're in a position. They ain't like Miami. They need DeMarcus Cousins may leave ASAP.
At the same thing, you get, as long as you get him somebody who's going to help him out, he'll be all right.
But they need a big dude anyway.
You know, they always be needing a big dude.
Jason Thompson ain't worth.
They just need a
Carl Landry's always hurt.
They need a quote unquote stretch forward for real. They need somebody to hit some threes on that team.
They had Nick Kostaskulis or whoever they picked
supposedly last year, and he ain't working out.
And they trying to trade him. Like, God damn.
That means you didn't do your homework correctly when you were picking.
Whatever happened to Ben McLemore?
How did they
high picks?
He was okay.
I'm panning out.
He hasn't been I thought he would be a better, more of a scorer than that. I thought he'd be their actually 3-point threat, but he hasn't.
This is an example of high lottery picks not panning out at all.
This is so reminds you of the Clippers where you just get talent and you're just like, why? If you got 3 or 4 draft pick, what the heck?
Top 5 picks.
But clearly.
Because I'm like, Thomas Robinson lasted a year.
Yeah.
It's like, what the?
The best pick they had was
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. And he fell. Because he had
anger issues. Yeah. Yeah.
He was dealing with him.
He got it under wraps, it seems.
He does.
But jeez.
And moving on to some quick NFL news. Revolving the two big free agent wide receivers.
Yeah.
Reports saying that Dez Bryant may hold out until the season. Read somewhere that he has not been presented with a long-term offer, quote, since prior to the 2014 season. Like, shit.
Yeah, I really don't know what the hell they're waiting for. You didn't prioritize re-signing DeMarco.
Nope.
So what the hell are you waiting for? Yeah. I'm just like, Tony Romo's already been locked up. You didn't really make any splashes in free agency. What the fuck y'all been waiting for? I don't know. But real spit, Jerry Jones better fork up some dough and pay this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You can't afford
to have him wanting to hold out like
that. I know they said Emmitt Smith did the same thing, and he ended up getting paid. I mean, once
you don't want it to have to come to that.
Right, but once you didn't re-sign your running back, like, okay, basically your second best player, or arguably your best player, mm-hmm. who I thought was their best player, you better pay him.
You better pay him.
Because he ain't that type of player who he disgruntled is going to affect him. He's not a guy who could say, all right, you know what? I got these issues with contract, but I ain't gonna let it affect me. This will bother him.
Yes. And he's basically come out and said as much.
Yeah.
He wants to get paid. He thinks he deserves to, which he does.
Right. And you do not want.
You don't
want
to piss him off.
You do not want the Dallas media asking him after every damn game, every practice, what's up with your contract? How are you feeling before he comes out and says, I feel like they don't want me or something like that. And you're like, oh, no.
And then next thing you know is he demanding a trade.
Yep.
And then what you going to do?
Yeah, I don't want to be in Dallas no more.
Can you imagine?
Back to square one.
Oh, can you imagine if he's like, I want out? Pay that man.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Pay that man. That's all
I mean,
I'm saying.
Dude,
He's earned it.
He is on top five receiver.
Yes. I'm not saying he deserved Megatron money, but a shade under that.
But he's close
in
to
that.
It.
Exactly. He's in that category.
Yeah, he's in that conversation.
And the same with my fucking Broncos.
Yep.
Pony up your damn money.
Yep. We've already been talking about it. Peyton Manning is upset. Broncos haven't finalized the contract with Demaryius.
And I don't blame him. I'm upset my damn self. It's getting a little annoying. Yep. Now, Demaryius, unlike Dez Bryant, has basically come out and said, if nothing's worked out, he will sign his tender and just go to training camp. So, like you know, unlike he ain't going to cause no disturbances. He wants a fair contract. Right. I want a fair contract right. for him. He's, again, another one who I don't think he necessarily deserves Calvin Johnson money, but he in that category. He is in that category.
Yes, he is in that category.
And Peyton Manning did take a $4 million pay cut.
Yeah.
I can understand why Peyton's upset. What the fuck did I take pay cut for if you're not going to pay the man?
Yeah, and Peyton Manning is a guy who he's precise.
Yes.
He loves putting the time in to work with his receivers.
And I'm sure they just finished OTA, so I'm sure it did bug him that his number one guy ain't there.
Yeah, I think he kind of held back on really a lot of the workouts because he's like, you know, my guys ain't here.
And the funny thing is, I watched a lot of those clips and highlights. I saw one press interview they were doing with him, and he just looked very irritated and agitated. And I was just kind of like, because
with this kind of guy, you're bringing in a new offense.
Yep.
You know he's a student. He's going to put in work. He's like, all right, well, let me work this. Let me start doing my work with my receivers, getting us ready. I can't. I don't like it.
This is
arguably in Peyton Manning's last season.
Yeah.
Y'all have to do something.
Yeah. So I will say, as far as with Dallas and Dez, I'm not sure how far they've gone. At least in the Broncos situation, I know that they've made enough progress to where they've sent, the playbook and everything to the Demaryius Thomas. So he's been looking it over. He will be in the Denver area sometime soon for his camp or whatnot. So don't know if it'll be signed by then, but the last two dudes who have been franchised, Matt Prater and then Ryan Clady, both did sign long-term deals before training camp. So John Elway, at least his history has shown he eventually gets these dudes to sign. So due to that fact, I'm not worried, but I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to get a little nervous.
No.
But I think they will hash out something. They're just trying to work out all the language and parameters and
All the
shit.
Yeah, hopefully that gets resolved
exactly.
quickly.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. This is a short episode. Let's get into these awards for the week. Starting off with the Noise Award.
Noise.
All right, what you got?
All right, for my first Noise Award, first of all, I want to give a Noise Award to all y'all out there. We've been getting a lot of love lately on the Twitter game and all that stuff, so shout out to all y'all who've been peeping out the show. Definitely do appreciate
that.
Always appreciate it. So for my Noise Award, it is going to the Golden State Warriors, who were very upset with all the Curry stopper talk in regards to Dellavedova.
If you want
to
crown them, then crown their ass.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So basically, and I quote, here we go. The sources within the – sources say it. Within the Warriors organization, people within there were very irked by the attention Matthew Dellavedova received from the media for locking down Steph Curry, quote unquote. And it says, people have lit a fire under Steph, which is a good thing. That's what Andrew Bogut said. It is something that you don't want to do. It worked out well. We know Dellavedova is a great defender, but we all know he's not a Curry stopper. Thank you.
This is some bullshit.
Let's just call it what it is. I mean, people try to – Ruben Patterson was the Kobe stopper. Yeah. And then – I'm sorry. I literally watched Kobe Bryant score, what was it, 82 points in the game? And nobody can stop Kobe Bryant when he on. So I don't care what nobody says. I mean, with these great players, there are no quote-unquote stoppers.
No.
You can be an irritant. You can be somebody who might, on a couple good nights, play some good D. But let's stop with the whole, they're a stopper. Like, no you're not. Where's the LeBron stopper? Yeah. There isn't one. The only person who can stop Steph Curry is Steph Curry when he's shooting 2-for-15.
Right.
When he's shooting 7-for-13, who can stop him?
Yeah, if you wanna,
nobody.
Yeah, if you want to say there's a guy who would make things difficult.
Exactly.
For a guy, yeah, I would say, I can say, I see Kawhi Leonard is a guy who can make things difficult for LeBron James.
Yes. Jimmy Butler did an okay job.
But I think Kawhi can do it the best. But I wouldn't be like, oh, when Kawhi's guarding LeBron James, I'd be like, yeah, he'd probably go for like 28. Yeah. I don't think he'd go for 40 on Kawhi Leonard all the damn time. But I'm like, even with 28, he's still going to get his and make it difficult. Yep. So, yeah, that's
my noise. Yeah.
All right.
And that's knock it off.
For me, I'm going to for me, my Norris Award is going to Steve Kerr for lying to the media about Bogut not starting in game four. Hey, that was smart. You know, he just like anything. Yeah, he's starting. I was like, I'm not tipping my hat. I'm not giving David Blatt, you know, hours to figure it out. I was like, yeah, what did he say? He was like, I don't think they give, you know, like awards for morality when it comes to the final. He's just like, yeah, I lied.
And I appreciate him for coming out and being honest, too.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I lied to y'all. I don't give a shit either.
Yeah, I said it. Oh, and then last minute, I decided to change it.
Yeah. And I have the right to change my mind.
Right. He would be like, we don't believe you. He's like, all right, well, whatever.
I don't give a shit.
But you're going to be like, oh, you lied to us. You're going to be like, yep. Man, this ring is heavy on my hand. Ugh.
And first of all, media, y'all lie all the time. So just shut up.
Right.
All these rumors and sources said and all, I don't want to hear that media talking about somebody lying. And then he came out and told y'all the truth. I lied to you.
Hey man, you want to? You don't want? You're not playing your hand early.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give my strategy to the damn coach. Kind of stupid. That would be so dumb. Because then next thing you know, it's like, well, why did he even mention that before then?
Yeah, because you know everybody's gonna be expecting tomorrow. Oh, what's the name?
Miles Goff ain't starting.
Miles Goff is not starting game five.
He ain't playing at all. If he don't play a minute, I'm going to be pissed.
If he don't play a minute, that's a lie. It's one thing, I think, with Andrew Bogut, because you got other dudes with size. Mozgov has been pretty effective.
I'm just saying.
So,
he played 9 minutes.
Yeah, I could see more of the same, too. Now, if you bring Marion, I get it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, nah, that's not
good. We called it first.
Yeah. Sean Marion, I thought he'd have been a game five sighting. He got to get off the bench.
In game six. He has to. He's got to pull all the punches. Yeah. He got to.
Do it, David Blatt. All right, let's head on to the what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I have two this week. First one is going to J.R. Smith for arriving to the locker room game four on a Segway. And the only reason I saw this is because somebody made a joke of how he left. Because I guess in game four, he came in zooming like a motherfucker. I think they said, who did they say? I don't remember who it was, but they said somebody bought him a Segway. And, and he came in fast as hell, like, hey. And they showed his butt leaving game four. He just head down, Segway going mad slow. Like, damn.
Oh, you got to love the social media sometimes.
And you know people like, hey, man. Leave that shit in the car. Don't bring that shit with you. That shit did not give any luck. Leave that shit alone. That was funny.
Oh, man.
And my other what the fuck woman is going out to the female Warrior fan saying to LeBron, how does it feel to be a pussy-ass bitch?
Yeah, I saw that.
After leaving after game two, to the point where he stopped. Yeah. He was walking was like, what? hey, watch your mouth,
yeah,
young lady.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? I couldn't hear you. Because he was like, hey, don't let me. Basically, it was almost like, you ain't going to come back again. She was like, what? I didn't do nothing. Like, you got mad quiet as soon as bro checked you. But I was like, wow, this is.
And that's this the, is what you those got. Those are the you people we don't fans. Like. Those are the things.
LeBron James, you're LeBron James trash. Like, when you're a fan of your team, I get not giving any love to the opponent. I totally get that.
100%.
What you think about LeBron James? Fuck him. He ain't shit. He whack.
Fuck Brooklyn.
But I mean, yeah, but if somebody's going to ask you, you know, what I think of LeBron. Yes, last year I was like, LeBron James is a great player. But you're asking me, what do I think? I don't give a shit about LeBron James. My Spurs trying to win.
I hope my Bulls.
I hope he trash. I hope he does nothing.
And that's what I was hoping during my Bulls series. I was like, I hope this fool plays like ass.
Yeah. But you're like, dude, like, clearly, okay, we got to do something to stop this dude.
Absolutely.
But I was like, wow. And you look, I'm not one to say this at an actual player. I mean, you could say that, you know, you suck, you know, like, or how who you doing baseball. Like, Darryl, you know, all of that. Hey, bada, you know, all of that. That's, you know, that's fun. And, you know, choking, hey, man, LeBron, what? All of that. But just to ask, he's walking off the court and you actually yell it.
And to the point he can hear you.
Be a pussy ass bitch. You're like, what?
We about to have another Ron Artest situation on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, this is why when a player says something back to you, don't be surprised. And don't be like, oh, see, he said something. It's like, you going to say that to me and you expect me to just be quiet.
Right.
I'm sorry.
After he put up, wasn't that like his other 40-point triple-double game?
I believe so. It like, probably took everything in his bone not to say fuck you back to that person.
And he was like, who said that?
Don't let them back into a Cavs game ever. And I guarantee it would happen too.
Yeah, and she caught on camera and they'd probably be like, yeah, who is it? Yeah, you can't come back.
Yep, ever.
And or at least for the series, because they're just like, hey, it's a family environment.
It's people trying to get their little 5 seconds of fame.
But you see that. You see fans who throw at the players right when they're about to go into the exit the arena. You see them overhead where guys are stopping like, what the hell are they doing?
And a lot of it, I feel, are people trying to get their little 5 minutes of fame, trying to get caught on camera. So you'd be like, hey, yeah, that was me, but what the hell ever.
That was funny.
And you're going to be known on the internet as a douche.
Yeah, but that was, I was like, wow, okay, well, you got some ovaries on you.
You got a big set. That'd be funny if LeBron James' wife was right there. What, bitch?
Oh, somebody would have.
Yeah, lucky one of his entourage wasn't there with somebody his family.
Oh, his wife, if he was walking with his wife would have jumped in.
Decked her.
Who said that? What you talking about, my man? Right. I'm not a player. I'm not getting fined.
My husband would love me for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
What you got, man?
All right. So for my what the fuck moment, I got three of them.
Oh, okay.
First one is going to Joel Embiid. And said the general manager, Sam Hinkie, said that a CT scan on his right foot revealed less healing than anticipated at this point. It's just like, oh, my God, man. Another setback.
Oh, snap.
This point, I asked Chris, too. I'm like, if one of the bigs fall, at this point, if you're Philly, do you take them? Because I'm just like, God damn, you got Nerlens Noel, who is you can see is progressing, mm-hmm. and is starting to perform, yeah. and turn into what we thought he was going to be.
After he had a year of injury,
he's playing up to his potential now. Joel Embiid, you still ain't played a damn game yet. You're just like,
yeah. It sounds like he's been doing workouts.
If a Jahlil Okafor falls, Do I take him if I'm Philly?
Yes, because at some point.
And do I try to flip Embiid or do I just keep him?
I think if Okafor somehow falls, because to me, if Okafor falls, Lakers are taking him at two.
What I believe. Yeah, I think they should.
A lot of the reports that are coming out.
They should, yes.
I hope for Philly's sake, D'Angelo Russell falls and they can just pick him up and it's just simple.
Exactly.
If it ends up being
Okafor or Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns falls
to
them.
He ain't falling. Yeah, the Lakers taking him at two if he drops from one.
If one of them bigs fall, you're probably going to have to take it. It's probably best to take it and trade it. Mm. Or at least somehow somebody's going to offer you to pick. Somebody, I just suppose, if one of them bigs falls to you at third, you get an offer.
Yeah.
I think people know that if D'Angelo Russell falls to you, you taking it and that's it. But if one of them fall, I don't know how it would be Okafor, but if you know, stuff happens.
Yes.
If Okafor falls, you take it, and more than likely you trade it and probably get something good. But, yeah, I could see that happening. But, yeah, the Joel Embiid situation, I hope he gets to play some. I hope he's not having a second year of setbacks and whatnot. At least be ready, I hope, for training camp. But, you know, who knows?
Okay. I got a new what the fuck for the moment.
Oh, snap.
Lakers Nation tweeted 11 minutes ago, love or hate LeBron James, he is the best player in the world right now. Most of us would say Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, at @sister_64 tweeted, I can't believe you would say this in Lakerland when Kobe is still an active player. You are not a true fan. Keep it to yourself. And Laker Nation tweeted back, yeah, I am not a true fan because I recognize and appreciate greatness. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Those are the fanatics we don't like. I mean, seriously, LeBron James is the best player in the world. I don't care how much of a Laker fan you are or how much you love your team. You have to recognize that LeBron James is the best player in the NBA right now. If anybody tells you that Kobe Bryant is better than LeBron James right now, you have the right to slap him in the face. Because that is the stupidest comment you can make at this point.
Yeah, it's
Kobe
right.
Bryant would tell you, yes, he is probably better than me right now. At this point right now, Negro, I'm 38 years old, coming off banged up injuries. Yeah, LeBron's probably better than me at this point.
Yeah, LeBron's been.
I'm like, Kobe in his prime? Different story.
Right.
A 37-year-old Kobe? No, he ain't better than 30-year-old LeBron James. Shut up.
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah, Kobe's been hurt the last two seasons. LeBron's been to the finals. You're like, what about, like, we're talking about playing? Because you know damn well these fans, if it was reverse and LeBron James, you know, was hurt, you'd be like, well, he hurt, though. He ain't been playing.
So sick of that crap.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I will say I do have a what the fuck for LeBron. Just the one issue I have with LeBron is his complaining to the refs. There were a couple players I saw tonight where, especially one in particular, where I believe, I don't know if it was him who shot a jumper and he missed. And the ball was tipped in his vicinity and he was so busy complaining about a jump shot, he didn't realize the ball was standing right there. Steph Curry just scoops it up and they just run for a fast break and it's just like, That irks me so much when NBA players, when they basically take themselves out of a play completely and just like complain, 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 complain. It's like, God damn, how many times are you going to complain? You are the best player in the league. Yes, you don't get certain calls sometimes, but you also get calls at times. So, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad. You can't get every single call. Sometimes it's just like, shut the fuck up, LeBron. Jesus. And just play. But whatever. So last one I got is going to Michael Sam, because Michael Sam has left the he did what he should have done since he wants to play in the NFL. He went to the CFL and signed with the Montreal Alouettes, and apparently has left the team for undisclosed personal reasons. You know, they sent him a statement. They sent out a statement basically saying he, you know, they'll welcome him back whenever he's ready to come back. They kept everything confidential, so don't know exactly what happened. I do, I mean, you know, I hope it's nothing serious. I hope it's nothing, you know, seriously with his family or anything along those lines. But it's getting to a point now with him. If he really wants to be in the NFL, he's got to take things a little more seriously, for me, at least. You know, the whole Dancing with the Stars and... You know, he was going to do the documentary with Oprah and all this. And it's just like, do you really want to play? Or are you just trying to capitalize on the fact that you being the first openly gay NFL player made you popular?
He may be capitalizing on his celebrity status, which is, it's hard to tell somebody not to do. But it is like...
It seems like every time it's something.
Right.
It's something. Now I got personal issues. I can't play football again. It's just like, oh, my God. Went to the NFL, you know, veteran combine. Didn't get picked up after that. You know, actually did worse than his rookie NFL combine. So, it's just there's always something that seems to happen to derail him from trying to capitalize and make it to the NFL. This is just another bump in the road and another thing and probably, just honestly speaking, seeing how the NFL is, he's probably never going to play in the NFL. I'm just going to call it as it is. He may get opportunities in camps, you know, and, you know, may get a preseason opportunity here or there. I don't see him being on the regular season roster.
He'd have to, within the next 3 years, wherever he's playing, if he's dominate. In the CFL and there's actually like a – all CFL at his position where you're like, oh, okay, he actually playing. We can bring him over. But if he's average, whatnot, then no, he'll
it's
just
probably never gonna happen.
It may be the thing where he just, you know, plays football for a few years and then that's it.
That's it.
And so, you know, he wouldn't be the first. There's many guys who just
they just can't make the cut.
You know, yeah, they just, you know, for some reason, you know, there's players who play a couple years and that's it.
I wish this guy well. Mm-hmm. I was hoping the best for him, but it just seems like there's always something that happens to derail his career. So
yeah.
I don't know, man.
We want to thank you once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find the show on blackisonline.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, TuneIn on SoundCloud. We appreciate any reviews you leave us on iTunes or Stitcher. They do help us out a lot, help more people find the show. If you'd like to make a donation to us, you can leave a donation.
Hey, now.
Yep. It's on the got a donation button on the website. If y'all want to get at us directly, talk some sports with us, let us know what you think of so far game 5 and people going to freak out for game 6 and whatnot, how you think things are going to turn out. And any other sports topics, you can reach us on Twitter at Brothers Lehman. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Both brothers, plural, Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. And you can reach us on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Oh, excuse me. Yes, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us for the... All right, hold on. Let me try this one more time. Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us with another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Thank you for the... I can't get it right. All right. Definitely want to thank y'all for joining us in this another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Want to give a shout out to the longtime listeners, for those who have been following us since day one. Definitely want to thank y'all 100%. For the first time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for taking the time to see what we're about up in here in this happy hour. We have I check SoundCloud every now and then just to see how many listens we got. We got some people
checking us out. Yeah.
Checking us out. Want to give a shout out to a couple people. Of course, Mr. DJ Turbo. Always hits us up, tries to chop it up with us and stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, brother. Then I want to give a shout out to at @Gunnar_Dradisa, who was chopping it up with me a little bit about the Cavs and whatnot. So please hit us up if y'all feel free. If y'all just feel the urge to, you want to spew something out, hey, let us know.
Yeah.
Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, don't matter. Let us know. We will definitely get back at you. So go ahead and tell all your loved ones if you enjoy the show. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Fortunately, my niece didn't join us this evening. For all those of y'all Riley Curry fans who probably were like, oh, it's so nice. They got the baby on with them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Riley Curry coming soon.
Wait for it. Go ahead and tell all your cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, roosters. See who we got today. You know what? I'm going to keep it professional. Go ahead and tell the Cavs. Tell the Warriors. Tell LeBron. Tell Steph. Tell Clay. Tell Tristan Thompson. Tell Mars Goff. Tell Andrew Bogut, since he ain't even playing. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla! Run them jewels fast. Run them jewels fast. Run them. Fuck the slow-mo.
Fashion slave, you protesting to get in a fucking lookbook. Everything I scribbled like the anarchist cookbook.
Look good, posing in the center for the cookbook.
Black on black on black, with the ski mask, that is my crookbook. How you like my styling, bruh? Ain't nobody smiling, bruh. About to turn this motherfucker up like Rikers Island, bruh. My thugs and my cripples and my blooders and my brothers. When you niggas gon' unite and kill the police motherfuckers, or take over a jail. Get them CO's hell. The burning of that sofa, goddamn, I love the smell. Blankets and pillow torching. Where the fuck the warden? And when you find them, we don't kill them, we just waterboard them. We killing them for freedom, cause they tortured us for boredom. And even if some good ones, I fuck it, the Lord will sort them.
We out of order, your honor, you out of order. This whole court is unimportant. You fuckers are walking corpses. I'm a flip wig synonym, living within distortion. A bite into a cyanide molar before you whores win. I'm a New Yorkian. I'm fucked for the jump. I wear my Yankees so tilted I actually walk with a hunch. Look at Mikey, I think he's Nike. We are sinister sons.
Hey, we the type to preach you with a grin and a gun. Come on,
run them jewels fast, run them jewels fast, run them jewels fast.
A wise man once said,
we all dead, fuck it.
To spit it disgusting youngin' and hold your nuts while you gunning. I listened tatted the sentence on my dick last summer. Now I'll never get that phrase off my brain, it's no wonder. I'm here to buy hearts, I got hundreds. Honey, the cheaper the parts, the better buy for the money. I'm training vagina whispering, glistening, waiting for the christening. I know the neighbors can't help but listening. A dirty boy who come down on the side of dissonance. I can't even relax with our sirens off in the distance. Not shitting you, little buddy. This fucking island's a prison. The only solace I have is an act of conjugal visiting.
My solitary conditions preventing conjugal visits. Domain and missing my missus. They keeping me from my chilling conditions. Create a villain. The villain is giving vision. The vision becomes a vow to seek vengeance on all the vicious liars and politicians. Profiteers of the prisons. The forehead engravers and slavers of men and women. Including members of clergy that rule on you through religion.
So strip your kids to the nude and then tell them God will forgive.
It's Taylor on the cut, lifting six on your stitching crew. I'm miles ahead of you, you can sit my pitches through. My battle status is burning mansions from Dallas to Malibu. Check my resume, your residence is residue. Call up a skin job, and my honey dick will backflip for you. You playing God, your eyes lock it, she gon' rip it too. We sick of bleeding out a tray, spraying victim you. Done dying, fill up 8K, dicking you. Eclipse in the bottom, we dipping through Gotham. Yes, eclipsed by the shadows of dark dance of the coffin. I'm a fellow with melanin, suspect of a felony. Rip like rock in my law, feds is checking my melody. Yes, aggressively tested with bomb stretches and penalties. Some cases we're facing the cop, please, when we season a pump. We're freezing a dump on you global grand dragons. Still piling fast, bust Afghani toe tagging. Now they tracking me, yeah, we busting backseat. The only thing that close quicker than our caskets be the factory.
Running jewels fast, running jewels fast, running.